Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Saw this study. Most women start to feel old at age
40.
35.
Wow.
Yeah, that's totally ridiculous.
Good 35
guess, is not old at all. Ladies, at the age of 35, you still have your best shoe purchasing years ahead of you. I mean, honestly, you're right in smack dab in the middle of your best fashion years, according to other research.
Yeah, but my knees hurt too bad to walk in those shoes.
You might have to get them a little wider.
Are those Skechers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Skechers.
Are they clown shoes? You got those big flats?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a new study found the average age when people are the most fashionable.
It ain't my age now.
And this is for both genders, by the way, and I can explain why. Because, you know, it's hard to be fashionable when you're in your 20s.
You know?
Because it actually requires money at that point and a little life experience and sophistication and all that. But mostly money is why you can't be so fashionable in your 20s.
I don't know. I felt like I was far more fashionable in my 20s than I am now. I made an effort. I bought whatever was in style at the time.
I think, though, when we labeled you the sharp-dressed man, that was like 30s, though, like the early 30s for you, when you were dressing up with the suits that you bought off eBay and all that stuff.
I got a lot of stuff whenever I was in my, like, 20s. Like, okay. The Z Cavaricci stuff was in style at the time.
Wow, okay.
I mean, but yeah. It was fashionable at that time.
So, average age, when people are most fashionable, both genders, it's the intersection of when you can afford it and you're still young enough and hip enough to pull it off, they say. So for women, when they hit their fashion peak, what age do you think that is?
28.
Yeah, I'd say 20-something for sure. Well,
based on what you've been telling us, 35 to 40.
You got to be specific. It's 30. 30 into 35. Mm-hmm. So now men, they hit their stride at 36 to 40. Is what they say.
Well, I don't see that.
Study also found the average woman owns about $11,000 worth of clothes, shoes, and accessories when they are in their 30s.
That's a lot.
Now, men own $12,600 worth of clothes, shoes, and accessories when they are hitting their peak at 36.
Never have owned that
Never,
much clothes.
Ever.
It's really not that much if you think about it.
Well, it really is.
Not
even
really.
Even at $100 an outfit, that's a lot of stuff.
I can't do the math. How many outfits is that?
Well, I mean,
11,000, that would be what, 110?
Per outfit?
No, well, roughly, yeah, give or take.
Yeah, on the right sales, you can get like a pair of jeans for $20. So five pairs of jeans will last you at least 10 years.
How much do you pay?
$20.
That's a little cheap.
Going to Plato's Closet too?
20, no, not at all. You got to get like a special American Eagle deal, you know. You got BOGOs and all kinds of stuff going on. And you
gotta,
use your points too.
You got to think some jackets are $200 and $300 for a jacket.
If you're wearing suits and ties and all that stuff every day. See, we don't have to. You got Tom and his Hawaiian shirt over here. I'm like, you know.
Hawaiian.
Yeah, now I will have to. I will say you can't rewear that Hawaiian shirt, you know, because it's like, you know, that's very noticeable. I'll notice that one. But if it's like a regular, you know, you know, shirt. I won't like, notice that as much.
Like yours?
Well, mine's all flannel. So, yeah. You know, it mixes and matches. Like, I wore this 2 days ago.
Do you wear anything besides flannel? Because that's very much your uniform.
Yeah, this is my work uniform. We choose our own work uniforms here. That's what we do because we have a job that allows that. Now, a lot of people don't have that kind of a job.
And I wear this out. This is all I got.
They say by the time women hit 50, the cost of their wardrobe, which was around $11,000, it drops by about $3,000. So they're not spending as much as they get older. For the guys, when they hit 50, it drops about $7,000. Yeah. So they're not spending as much on clothes. Because you know what? They're wearing those clothes they've had for about 16 years.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's time. I'm with Cato, man. I still don't understand the $11,000, $12,000 thing. Yeah. That's a lot.
And I want to know how many still have the tags on them that they've never worn.
Well, agreed. I mean, I still have some tags on stuff in my closet.
I don't, but I have a lot of things I don't wear anymore.
So what's the breakdown? What's holding you back, Tom? Let's say with suits, you know, and you've acquired this since you probably are in your early 20s to 36.
Right.
So you can go back as far as almost 15 years of buying clothes because guys don't throw those clothes away.
Yeah, but how many of them are you actually wearing?
Yeah.
That's not the point. They're in the closet.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to fit into those jeans again one day.
Exactly.
I just didn't realize my net worth was so much higher than I thought. I didn't realize I had so much money in my closet.
I'm going to get a loan in my collaterals, my closet.
I'm told this is worth $12,600, so I'd like a loan.
Yeah.
And I'll pay it back in clothes.
Maybe that's the average when you look at these millionaires and billionaires.
Right, and people who work with wear suits every day.
Yeah. You know what? I have one suit I don't think fits, and now when I get invited to a wedding or funeral, I'm angry.
John, I'm not. I just tell them I don't have a suit that fits. I'm sorry. I better get one. I got some relatives that are getting old.
I'm glad they're having the casual weddings now and casual funerals where people don't have to dress it up as much.
Yeah.
Unless you're in the casket, of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you know, you wouldn't even have to button it if you're in the casket. You know what I mean? Because you don't see from like the waist down.
That's
so it
true.
Doesn't matter if those pants are buttoned.
Or do they even have pants on?
Please don't button mine because they're kind of tight. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. Tom's eyes will be bulging out.
Spend eternity just in pain.
That's cramps.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, ask your kids this. This is kind of interesting. Halloween's right around the corner. What do they want for Halloween?
Candy.
Okay, you're wrong. 53% of parents say their kids under 10 say that their kids would rather have cash than candy for Halloween.
Okay, I was talking about stuff they would actually get. Yeah. Because I'm not giving cash out for Halloween.
You know what? It's like, ding dong, trick or treat. Can you just Venmo me some money?
How about I give you a couple pennies?
And then they flip around their phone screen for the tip.
15%, 20% smiley face.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's something going around on social media that just fries my apples every time I see it.
I like fried apples.
Yeah, I like fried apple pie.
Okay.
Yeah, can you come over here for a minute?
I would have said fried my gizzards, but I thought y'all might like that too.
No.
Okay, well, I should have gone with that.
I don't
fries my gizzards.
Yeah, gizzard pie is not as good as apple
pie. Well, most apple pie doesn't have fried apples in it. But anyway, the reason it upsets me is...
You know, you're like an expert on everything. Like,
oh, I'm not an expert. Any idiot knows they're not fried apples.
Yes, they are. It's something called fried apple pie. Have you not had that?
No, never.
Oh, well,
I've had apple pie many times.
McDonald's used to sell it.
I think I've been doing it wrong because fried apple pie sounds delicious. Yes,
but it's not what you do, right?
I mean, it could be.
Well, okay, but
let's pie.
Go to the experts. Let's argue about this on social media.
Let's just talk about this for this break.
Maybe so, because, I mean, at this point, we've spent a lot of time on
it. You know what's so funny is while the song's playing on, I'm like, let's be encouraging on this next break.
Who said that?
I did.
I mean, there are fried apple pies. I'm looking at them.
Okay. Oh, that looks so good.
McDonald's used to fry theirs.
Well, they fried everything.
Okay, this is not what we're supposed to be talking about.
But they bake them now, I think, at McDonald's.
Too late now.
We're going to go ahead and talk about fried gizzards next.
McDonald's fried apple pie.
What is a gizzard again?
It's part of the digestive system of a chicken that isn't something I think the rest of us have. And it has, I think it gets little rocks in it and grinds up their food when it goes through. Why I'm not 100% sure.
Just make it up. Nobody knows.
I'm trying.
Too much like gristle to eat it.
It does.
Just saying.
My wife likes them.
Oh, my.
She orders them when she goes to like Sphinx. They'll have like a cup of fried gizzards.
Yeah.
I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
I've seen them. Yeah.
Interesting.
I've seen them.
That's bold.
Don't eat them, but I've seen them.
She loves them. I don't get it. I think her father does too.
You can pretty much fry anything and it's okay to eat, you know?
I'm not doing gizzards.
Yeah. They have fried butter. That's a thing.
Fried innards.
You know? Oreos.
Yeah.
Fried ice cream.
Yeah.
That's true.
I wouldn't eat a fried dog turd, just saying.
I'm wanting to tell you, Cato, I don't want to come across as an expert or anything, but I don't think fried ice cream is actually fried.
Yeah.
It's a name, but it's not true.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I've seen videos where they take ice cream, batter it, and fry it.
How do they do that? Because it is out there. Yes.
It looks...
I'm not saying it doesn't exist at all, but most of the time when you order fried ice cream, you get something with cornflakes around it.
Yes, and they put that big old glob of ice cream in there.
Fried ice cream is featuring a ball of ice cream and a warm, crispy outer shell. So they wrap the ice cream in batter and fry it.
I'm going to crappy restaurants then, because the ones I've been to, they didn't.
You can pretty much fry anything. I've seen even Cato fried on the weekend.
To prevent ice cream from melting during frying, it's typically frozen to an extra hard consistency and coated in a batter or bread. Before quickly
frying.
I'm so hungry now.
I'm going to the wrong restaurant because they use corn flakes.
It would look like some sort of corn flake situation, but then you drop it into the fryer.
Didn't look like it had been fried on mine. Like I said, I was going to a knockoff restaurant, I guess.
I'll be honest, you put a big old scoop of ice cream, drop it down in a bunch of frosted flakes, and just shake it up and pull it out and eat it like
it's good.
Apple. Yeah.
I mean, but it's not as good as I guess if I'd had a real fried ice cream.
You want that for breakfast? Order that.
Can we go eat?
Where is that restaurant that you're looking at right now?
Grits and Groceries, because
it said
they have fried apple pie, and I'm looking to see if they do.
Tom, what were we supposed to be talking about?
I'm not going to get into it now.
You ain't going to fight about anything?
I know I'm going to bring this up later, but I'm not going to talk about it now. It won't have the time it deserves.
Okay.
It was actually a serious topic.
Grits and Groceries has fried hand pies.
Oh,
hand
my gosh.
Pies?
Looks so
yes.
Good.
Hands?
That's what it says. I don't know.
You got fried apples, fried.
This just looks strawberry.
I don't want
cherry
that.
Picture.
I think that means that it is red, so I don't know. It could be hand, but I think it means because you eat it with your hand.
Oh, that's better than what I was thinking.
But again, the inside is red, so who knows?
You got fried eggs out there.
I love fried eggs.
Ugh, yum.
Can we just go to Waffle House?
Wow. Let's go.
Okay. I did not mean to distract you.
Right.
I cannot wait for this next subject you're going to be talking about soon. I'm serious. I'm trying to be encouraging because I said let's be encouraging before we started this conversation.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, this is an issue that divides a lot of people. And you may have been on the internet or maybe you've been somewhere and had this happen in person. But on the internet, there's a thing going around right now and it has a way for you to calculate a tip.
Okay.
And they say you divide by 10. Whatever the total is. So if it was $100, you divide by 10, that would be $10.
Gotcha.
And then you multiply by 3. And they're like, if you can't afford that, then you don't have the money to go out to eat. What that is a 30% tip.
What?
That is what they are trying to sell people on.
Oh,
now.
My goodness.
I just moved the decimal over to the left and double that.
Like that's 20% tip.
That's all I leave.
That's a good idea.
Well, that's what most people, I think, do these days.
I do 2 for every 10.
Which
so
is also 20%.
$2, yeah.
I get out my calculator, and it takes me about 5 minutes to figure it out.
Remember, I used to have that tip card in my wallet.
Yeah.
People would laugh at me.
Well, you know what? And they do a favor now. On the bottom of the receipt, they'll do the 18, 20, and whatever. 22%.
And FYI, I've seen a video where, you know how on the screens it'll say 20% and give the price 25%.
Yeah.
A lot of times those are off. They add more so people don't think in their mind to figure out, is that really 20% or...
If they did that like at the bottom of the receipt and just cheated, I wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't know it either.
That's just Cato's just saying they do.
I know.
So anyway, this idea that tips should be 30% is astonishing to me. I grew up early. It was probably about 15% was what was considered normal. Then 18% and now 20. I have graduated with each one of those. I'm a 20% tipper. I round up sometimes. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. You're not moving me to 30 in one jump. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, just to nudge me up a little bit, you know, 2% here or there, maybe.
I think, time. You know, maybe you get 2% a decade or something, maybe 3% a decade, but you don't get to move it 10% in one jump. Now, this is starting to get on people's nerves. It's starting to wear on people. Tipping is starting to get out of hand.
Because it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. They say that there are a lot of tips that people give each year that they're not comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
There are situations where they don't think a tip should be expected, like a dog groomer or an oil change. You know, we understand tipping at restaurants. Those people make $2-something an hour. The tipping is built into how they get paid. We've all accepted that. But when you go to another business where they are assumedly making at least minimum wage of what, $13, $15 an hour now, something in that range?
No, it's $7 and something.
Is it really that low? Because I don't know anyone who makes less than $15 an hour at a at a company job.
It's pretty much
in the United States, that's $7.25. You looking it up?
Anywhere they are serving you or giving you some kind of service, like dog groomer, I would tip my dog groomer. Oil change,
but,
I do not
why?
Do that.
But why? Here's
one.
The thing with the dog groomer. I don't know. They often own the business and set the price.
Yeah.
So why do you need to tip on top of that rate that they have decided is the right rate?
Because you got the life of my baby in your hands. An oil change, I can go to any Jiffy Lube or any quick oil change place, but a groomer, once you find a good one that's reasonable, you're going to keep going back.
What confuses me is the ones at the drive-thru, where you're going through a drive-thru and there's like a tip jar there.
Yes.
And so I'm like, okay.
And you know what? I feel obligated.
Yeah, I do
you know,
too.
I'm sorry, I don't feel obligated with a tip jar, but if I use my credit card and I have to sign the receipt and it has tip, I feel obligated to leave a tip at a drive-thru that I just drove through and picked up.
There's a fast food place that in the drive-thru, they will give you the receipt so that you fill out the tip before they give you their food or your food.
Oh, man.
And so then you feel, you're like, well, if I don't tip, you're going to see it. And then what are you going to mess with my food? What's going to happen?
I know.
I always do tip because I'm like, I don't want you to do something to my food. I mean, I worked in the service industry.
That's
I
what
know.
People are so upset about right now. And they say that a lot of times they end up tipping for bad service because it's customary. Like, even though the service was horrible, they feel like they have to tip anyway.
Back in the day, you wouldn't do it. You would leave a worse tip.
Leave a penny.
Well, okay. That would get the point across.
Yeah. And then they say you feel like you're pressured into tipping more than you want in some situations.
Absolutely.
Especially when they spin that thing around and it's got like 20, 25, and 30%. And you're like, I don't want to do that much in this case.
And the person behind you is looking. You know, putting pressure on you as well.
Well, in 2023, they asked people, are you fed up with tipping? 53% said yes. They asked again this year, and 65% of people are getting fed up with tipping.
There was a place, I talk about it all the time. I went to the fridge, got my own drink, took it to the cash register, checked out, and they still asked for a tip.
Oh.
And then I tipped because I'm a weenie, and she was looking at me, and I was like, I'm not going to say no while you're making eye contact.
Yeah, I know. They're like staring you down.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Or the one they're staring you down when they, you know, turn that screen around.
She's going to ask you a question.
Yeah,
I know what your question is. Take it back.
Yes.
Well, there is a legitimate trend, unlike this 30% nonsense, that people are starting to tip 22 to 23% now. That is starting to become the new norm.
Pretty soon, it's going to be the full 100% is going to be your tip, and they're just going to give you the sandwich for free.
Well, I don't know about that, but you'll probably pay for the sandwich and then do 100% tip on top of it. But the good thing about that is it'll be easy to figure out the tip.
Just double it.
Yeah.
When I check out at the self-serve frozen yogurt place, they ask for a tip. What can I do?
It's time you learned about the no tip button.
The no tip button? Sounds complicated.
That's because it kind of is. First of all, the no tip button isn't very easy to find. Sometimes you need to scroll to the bottom of the payment screen.
But I still don't see it.
No problem. Instead, use the custom tip button.
Where's that? I see 25%, 20%, 15%. Oh, wait, there it is.
Perfect. You're nearly halfway to leaving no tip. Now, just click custom tip and the keypad will show up on the screen.
Cool. Now what?
Simply press the number 0.
Done.
Now press the confirm $0 button.
Done. But the pimply teenager behind the counter is giving me a look.
Oh, that's called emotional blackmail. Just ignore it. You'll stop feeling like a cheapskate by the time you get to your car.
Wow, thanks so much for introducing me to the No Tip Button. If only there was a way I could show you my appreciation for a job well done.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, it is Dental Hygiene Month. Don't know if you know that or not. It's good to go ahead and brush them if you got them.
You can tell if someone knows it or not. Just look at their teeth.
Well, Cecil B. Hollister, he has a blue tooth, just to let you know.
Okay.
You see, sometimes they got the blue that's like right over the top of the tooth. No?
No.
You don't see that?
Never.
Yeah.
I know about blue tooth, like other kinds of blue tooth.
Yeah.
Mine are blue when I eat a blue icy.
That's a blue tongue.
Yeah. Well, Cecil B. Hollister, he's got a blue tooth, so we thought it'd be fun to call Best Buy to see if they could fix that problem for him with the Geek Squad.
Thank you for calling Best Buy, home of the Geek Squad.
At your own
for store hours, press 1. Mm. For directions, press 2. To speak to a Geek Squad agent, press 3.
At your
if you
own
know the extension you would like to reach, press 8.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad. How can I help you?
My name's Cecil Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R. Basically, I got one of those Bluetooths, and they need to be fixed.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm actually going to transfer you to our Best Buy Wireless department, and they can see if they can walk you through a few things. Hold on 1 second.
All righty then.
Best Buy Mobile, how may I help you?
Yeah, how you doing? My name's Cecil Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R, and I was telling the lady I got a Bluetooth and I need to fix it.
You need to fix it?
Yeah, fix it. My cousin Larry said that I should call you guys to get it fixed. How much would something like that cost to get my Bluetooth fixed?
I'm not sure.
Because it sure is ugly. That's one thing I'd like to get it fixed for.
Okay.
It's just embarrassing. You go out in public and people make fun of other people that have Bluetooth, don't they? Do you think it looks weird to have a Bluetooth?
No, I don't think it's
you
funny.
Don't think it's not funny. I don't brush them all the time. Does it hurt? Would you basically I didn't know, would you just pull it out or what?
Pull the Bluetooth out?
Yeah, because it doesn't hurt too bad. Some days it gives me a little bit of pain in the back, but...
Uh-huh. Your Bluetooth?
Yeah, it's right on the side right here on my mouth. And then my... Oh.
Yeah, because we don't do Bluetooth fixing here. We just sell the Bluetooth. And yeah. We do give, like, an insurance plan for the Bluetooth.
Do you?
Do you know if you got the insurance when you bought the Bluetooth?
Oh.
Or if anything goes wrong with it, you bring it in, we swap it out for you?
I have. My work has insurance medical plan there, but I think I got dental with that. I don't know.
Oh, no, not dental. I mean, for when you purchase the Bluetooth?
No, I just... I didn't purchase it. I got it. It's on the side right over here in my mouth. It's a Bluetooth.
A Bluetooth in your mouth?
It turned colors on me, and it just turned blue. I don't know.
When it turns blue, that means pretty much that it's wanting to be paired with the phone.
It does what?
You have to pair it with your phone?
When my tooth with my phone?
Okay.
I think I'm confused. You guys don't do dental work.
No, sir, we don't. We do, yeah, this is Best Buy.
My cousin Larry said, hey, you need to get that Bluetooth fixed. And he said, call Best Buy. They can fix your Bluetooth. You probably think I'm an idiot.
It's okay. It's okay. It happens sometimes.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed right now. You don't tell nobody. I called y'all about my Bluetooth in my mouth.
I'm not.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm so stupid. You probably think I'm dumb.
No. It happens. It's Larry's fault. He's the one that's dumb, not you.
I know. I said I was a dummy. So y'all can't fix the Bluetooth in my mouth.
Correct.
But you can fix a Bluetooth in my ear.
Correct.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad we cleared this up.
No problem. You're absolutely fine, sir. You have a good one, okay?
All right. If I have trouble with my Bluetooth in my ear, I'll call my dentist next time.
All right, yeah. Sir. You have a good one.
All right. I love you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, now that I look at it, it's more of a black tooth, not a blue one. Oh. It's like a dark shade. Kind of looks like that. Brush them if you got them.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.